If coffee gives you indigestion, switch to Postum. The makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the hill country, Lum and Abner. At 35 years of age, Harry Hartwig was a man who had gone through life without ever knowing the meaning of the word indigestion. Fact is, he'd often say to his friends who did have it, "Oh, it's just your imagination." But a few months ago, Harry changed his tune. One night, he was awakened from a restless sleep with indigestion, and he felt miserable for hours. Then he began to have indigestion regularly. What had happened? What changed him from a man who could laugh at indigestion to a man who really suffered from it? His doctor called it nerves. Coffee nerves. Now, I'm not going to stand up here and say that coffee affects everybody's nerves. It doesn't. Many people can drink all the coffee they want without the slightest ill effect. But many others should not drink coffee. So if you suffer from nerves, and nerves may affect you in any one of several ways, indigestion, sleeplessness, or irritability, and you think coffee may be responsible, or even partly responsible, take my advice. Switch to Postum. Because Postum cannot possibly affect your nerves in any way. It contains no caffeine or stimulant of any kind. You'll find Postum has a distinctive, full-bodied flavor all its own. A flavor that's made Postum the favorite mealtime drink in millions of homes. So start tomorrow. Drink Postum instead of coffee. And see what happens, even in 2 weeks' time, long enough to give Postum a fair trial. See if your digestion hasn't improved. See if you don't feel like a totally new and different person again. Drink Postum. There's a reason. The all-woman city government of Pine Ridge had no more than assumed office until Elizabeth Peabody, the newly elected chief of police, was called upon to apprehend three outlaws who held up the bank at the county seat last Monday. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner down at their store. Abner seems to be quite worried over his wife, who is determined to capture the desperado single-handed, and who's been missing since Monday. Listen.
Oh, our home just ain't the same, Lum. Used to, I'd work all day, go home all night tired. My woman was there with a hot supper on the table, house nice and warm and all. Now then, they elect Elizabeth chief of police, and she's spending all her time looking for bank robbers.
Yeah, it's a shame she's ever elected, Abner.
Well, she never come in all night last night. I had to get up in a cold house and build a fire myself this morning. Old Blue ain't even come back yet.
Old Blue? Did she take your dog with her, too?
Yeah, best dog I ever had, too.
Oh, well, I wouldn't worry about Elizabeth then if the dog's with her.
Yeah, but supposing he gets lost from her.
Oh, well, she'd get back some way.
Well, yeah, but what about him?
Well, wait a minute. Who are you worried about, the dog or Elizabeth?
What? Well, Elizabeth can ask and find out where she's at and find her way home.
Well, I'll sworn to goodness. Here, your wife's been out in the mountains for 2 days now looking for bank robbers, and you're sitting here worrying about a hound dog.
Well, I'm worried about Elizabeth, too. But that dog was an extra, Lum. Be hard to find another like him. Tell you, there's the best varmint dog that ever stuck nose to a trail. Just like one of the family. Me and him's just like brothers, might not.
Well, forget about the dog and get to thinking about Elizabeth.
Well, I do, but when I think of her, well, I know the dog's with her, and I get to thinking about him again.
Oh, well, I think they're both all right. She's more than likely got up there in the mountains just then and seen it was going to be way after dark before she could get home and just decide to spend the night up there at some farmhouse.
Yeah, maybe so, if she ain't lost.
Well, she won't get lost with old Blue. All she'd have to do is take a stick and give him a good sound beating and then take in after him. You whip a dog good, they'll head for home every time.
Well, I better not catch her whipping old Blue when he ain't did nothing.
Well, what I'd be worried about if it's me is her out there in them mountains looking for three bank robbers. They're liable to take a shot at her.
Oh, yeah, well, I done worried about that. That's what got me to worrying about old Blue. They shoot her, why, they'll shoot him, too, to destroy the world.
Well, I can't tell you how to do your own worrying, but if it's me... Wait a minute, there comes Cedric.
Huh? Oh. I wish she'd have took Cedric instead of that dog. He knows them mountains back in there just as good as old Blue does.
Yeah, that's what you ought to did, was deputize some man or a bunch of them to go along with her. Come in, Cedric.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric.
Look here what you're offering for them there robbers.
What robbers?
Them robbers that robbed a bank in there at the county seat the other day. Look at that.
Oh.
Hand circular. It come down there at the post office a while ago.
Well.
I see that, Cedric.
$500 reward.
Grannies, that's what it says, Abner. $500.
Well, I'd like for Elizabeth to make the money all right.
I wouldn't want no wife of mine out trying to capture them fellas. Granny, look at this picture of them.
Oh, got a picture of them there?
Yeah. Look at the face of that feller there.
Oh, doggies, he must not have wanted to have that picture made. Well, if they ain't caught him yet, how do they know what they look like, Lom?
Just reading here says, believed to be Waldron boys who are wanted for several similar charges in Texas and Oklahoma.
Huh.
Them two's brothers there.
Them right there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, they can tell they're kin now. They made mention of it.
Roy and Tom Waldron and Charles Sherman. Elias Oakey Herman.
Where's he at? He just got three pictures on there.
Well, there ain't but three of them.
He read four names.
Oh, this Lashin's got two names. The important robbers, that way, he's always got two or three names he uses.
They have, huh?
Believe I saw that fella there. Which is? Listen here.
All that? Yeah, his face looks a little familiar to me, too, Cedric. Only thing, I don't know any robbers that I know of. Yeah.
Looks a little like Luke Spears, but couldn't be him.
No. Different name, even.
Well, Luke's down there at his restaurant anyway. Seen him while ago.
Yeah.
No, but ain't Luke. He ain't no robber, no way.
No. Luke's too lazy to rob a bank. $500, huh?
Yeah. I'd like to run on to them fellas myself.
Hey, doggies, I wouldn't. I'll tell you that. That fella there looks like he'd shoot a man just for the fun of it.
I mean, I'd like to have that $500 reward, though.
Oh, yeah.
Granny, we could use that kind of money here in the store right now.
Yeah, we could use the money, but that's an awful hard way to get it, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's getting it the hard way.
Oh, yes, it is.
You mean you'd be scared to try to capture him if you did see him?
Well, I wouldn't just deliberate go looking for him, I'll tell you that.
What about your woman, Elizabeth? She's out there looking for him by herself.
Yeah, doggies, that's right, ain't it? And old Blue's with her, too. I wish she never had been elected chief of police. She might be out there shooting it out with him right now, and us sitting here not knowing nothing about it.
Whereabouts did she go, Mr. Abner?
I don't know, Cedric. I just ain't got the least idea in the world. I wouldn't let her go if I'd have known it. Or I'd have tried to talk her out of it, I mean. She's off, said he went. Again, I got home the other day, but she's gone.
Well, sir, I don't know much about it, but I bound you them robbers over there about greasy cold summers.
Greasy cold?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir, I hadn't thought about that place, Cedric. That's just about where Elizabeth went, too. She knows a Farnsworth over there. They used to live here in Pine Ridge, moved off over there, cleared a little piece of ground.
I don't know. Reckon we ought to go over there and look for her, Abner?
Well, she ain't lost if she's over there long. More likely, just staying a day or two with Luella Farnsworth. He's awful good friends, you know.
Yeah, but Cedric says he thinks the robbers is over there, though.
At Farnsworth?
No, in Greasy Cove.
Oh.
And if they are, why, she's going to need some help.
And don't forget old Blue, neither. What makes you think they're over in Greasy Cove, Cedric?
Oh, I don't know. Just such a good place for them to hide out and not be found.
Yeah.
Old Ben Seastrunk hid out over in there, and they never did find him until after the war was over. They was looking for him because he was a slicker.
Slacker. Slicker, something you wear when it rains.
Oh, well, he weren't no slicker then.
All right, doggies, well, maybe we had better go over and look for him. Will you go with me?
You mean looking for the robbers?
No, old Blue and Elizabeth.
Yeah, I'll go. Might run into them robbers and get that reward.
Oh, my goodness, I hope not. I don't want no part of them robbers.
Greenies, we could use $500 right about now.
Will you go too, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, if I can get off.
Well, now, wait a minute. Don't want to get too many here, Abner. Split that reward up too much, it wouldn't be worth a feller's time to capture them.
Well, I want plenty of company, though, if I go where. I'll tell you that right now.
Can't get through over there this time of year in a car, though. Roads are terrible.
Yeah.
Have to ride a horseback, I reckon.
Yeah, that's right.
Best way to get in there now would be just to head right across the old Sugarloaf Mountain.
Right across the mountain, huh?
Yes, Ma. It's up there squirreling not long ago. We can get through there all right.
Yeah,
get up there on top and wait till night. A body could see all over that cove and watch for a campfire, and then you'd know right where they's at.
Elizabeth?
That ain't a bad idea, Cedric. Have to spend the night over in there. Have to take some grub along, too.
Yeah, ought to take something.
That's right.
Yeah.
Can we take some canned peaches? I just love them things. Mr. Long?
Huh? Oh, I reckon so, Cedric, if you want
them. And let's see, some pork and beans and canned tomatoes and some canned peaches and salmons and canned peaches and some pears and see what else.
Well, wait a minute, Cedric. This ain't no picnic we're going on.
Why, no, we don't want to pack a whole lot of grub, Cedric. You done got three cans of peaches named there. That stuff gets heavy again. You told it for a piece that away.
No, we'll have to carry some guns and cartridges. Better get out and rustle some horses someplace, too, Cedric.
Yeah.
Well, I know where I can get them all right if Uncle Henry Lunsford ain't plowing with them. One of the horses is a mule, though, but he rides good.
Well, I'll tell you who's got a good saddle horse. He'll
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Listen.
Huh?
Don't you hear all that commotion?
No. Yeah, look, coming up the street, yonder, Long.
It's
look
a parade, ain't it?
Yeah, that's what it is, sure.
All right, Granny, wait a minute. Look, yonder, Abner.
Huh?
It's Elizabeth marching three fellers up the street and the whole town's a pollard. Hi, Granny, she's captured them robbers. That's what she did.
Huh?
It's your woman, Abner. It's Elizabeth. She's caught them. Caught, and she gets the $500.
Yeah, that's all right about that, but where's old Blue? That's what I want to know.
Well, the citizens of Pine Ridge have no worries with Chief of Police Elizabeth Peabody on the job. Do you have a little milk rebel in your home? A youngster who absolutely refuses to drink milk? Then instead of scolding your child or pleading with him, do as thousands of smart modern mothers do. Give him Postum made with milk. Postum's intriguing grown-up look and mellow, full-bodied flavor appeal to youngsters of every age. And Postum is perfectly wholesome. It's simply roasted whole wheat and bran, slightly sweetened. It contains no harmful stimulants. And unlike heavy, over-rich drinks, will not spoil young appetites for other foods. Mothers, give your child the milk he needs in a form that he'll love. Postum made with milk. It's delicious. The easy directions for making are on every package. Don't forget, friends, come along with us next Friday evening at this same time when we again visit Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner. Del Jarvis speaking, and remember Postum, your best bet for a good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.